proclamation number 8440 dated the March 16, 1963. Creation of the new earth in a moment of time. It is possible for me to create all things in a moment of time, for it just takes all thought which my will and my strength externalize as my work. However, when I work visibly to human eyes, which is demonstrated by every work of creation surrounding you, everything takes place within the framework of lawful order, so that you humans will be able to understand the processes of creation and therein recognize my love, wisdom and might. For I have placed the same ability into you, if only to a minimal degree, which also enables you to create and shape and which also requires a certain length of time, because the state of imperfection which you humans still experience on Earth also subjects you to the law of time and space, which does not apply to the perfect being, since then limitations of time and space no longer exist. My reign and activity is always proportionate to the state of maturity of the spiritual being which is affected by it, but it does not exclude that I have unlimited power at my disposal in order to externalize everything in an instant, because I have no need of time since I exist beyond the laws of time and space. When the emergence of creation took place, I intended it to have the purpose of giving the fallen spirits the means to gradually mature, to gradually travel the path from the abyss, to create ever new opportunities for it to be of service in some form or other. Thus the development plan of every creation was always guided by my will, so that ever larger creations with ever newer intended purposes emerged, so that gradually a higher development occurred. Consequently, this emergence of creation required a certain length of time, for precisely this very time was intended to achieve the developmental ascent. For the fall had been infinitely abysmal, and the same distance is to be traveled in order to return, so that everything will move within the lawful order that is required by everything perfect. But if, at the end of a period of salvation, a work of creation is transformed by my will in order to create new opportunities of higher development, then new works of creation can emerge again which are called by me into being in an instant. For this, too, is intended in my eternal plan of salvation without revoking the law of eternal order by doing so, because spiritual substances of all degrees of maturity on the path of return are already present precisely because of the spirit's earlier infinitely long developmental path on the old earth. Everything is present and will only be transformed, be it hard matter or already lighter forms in the plant and animal world. Everything will be set free by the violent destruction, however, in its state of immaturity it cannot keep its freedom but has to be placed into material forms again which correspond to its present state of maturity. And time and again even as yet still hardened spiritual substances will be able to start their path of development in the innermost part of the earth, which will also find themselves in complete turmoil and release spiritual substances and in turn provide room for the former spirits, if one can speak in this case of room at all. But all works of creation are in effect present to accept the lowest fallen spiritual substance which starts its path of development. It will, after all, require an infinitely long time again until one day it will reach the surface of the earth in order to progress further. So, although the work of transformation on this earth is the work of a moment, everything will nevertheless progress in lawful order. And because such a work of a moment's time cannot take place before people's eyes, because they have not yet achieved the highest degree of perfection and are unable to grasp such expression of my might and strength, the people who remain faithful to me will be carried away at the end. They will in fact observe the work of destruction because I will open their eyes to it, but they will not see the emergence of the new earth. All concept of time will be taken from them until they are led to the new earth, until they are allowed to behold the completed new creation in all its glory and take possession of it. And it is indeed irrelevant how much time it takes for the new earth to emerge. But since I am revealing my eternal plan of salvation to you humans, I also inform you that I don't require time, for my will is able to externalize every one of my thoughts in an instant as a creation, and my love and wisdom also recognize what is beneficial and suitable for the final return of the spirits which once voluntarily deserted me. Only a small proportion of people will ever be spiritually enlightened and able to comprehend these explanations of mine, but I want to grant them an insight into the secrets of creation in order to arouse their love for me ever more ardently, for especially my plan of salvation is most pleasing for all beings, since it reveals my love, wisdom and might. And anyone who already gains this realization on earth can truly be called blessed, for he is close to perfection, he is close to his final return to me, his God and creator of eternity, who has revealed himself as Father and whose love is never ending. Amen.